Welcome to February, day nine, and the question is, what's inside your medicine cabinet? Now, I've decided I'm going to do this on the family medicine, as opposed to my own technical stuff that is only for me. So here goes with what I find as I find it. What's inside your medicine cabinet? Okay, here's mine. By the way, when I say medicine cabinet, I'm only talking about the medicine, right? Well, in fact, you could have anything in your medicine cabinet. Inside mine is a box of ibuprofen tablets. Yeah, ibuprofen. There's a Viscolex syrup. This is stuff which is for chesty coughs. There is a Panadol Active Fast 500 gram tablets. There is Lemsip cold and flu stuff. There is Dioralyte black currant powder for oral solution. There is Hydrocortisil skin cream. There is effective long lasting protection from biting insects, Autan. There is Dertexin Crema. God knows what that is. There are things that you put into electric toothbrushes for use with brawn. There is some Elastoplast. There is Savlon Dry Antiseptic. There is Timodine Cream. Goodness knows. Oh, yeah, Treats and Heals. Goodness knows, probably germaline or stuff. Are there any tablets in here? Oh, yeah, there's another more last year. There's Vaseline. Aloe vera, yeah. Then there's Savlon antiseptic liquid. There's Nurofen for kids. There's B complex. There is Stress B. There's Calmax. There's Benylin. There's Calpol. Oh, I'm running out of time. Nurofen. And complete B. And that's, I made a mistake. This is the PS correction. When I said there was things in there that you put onto a brawn toothbrush, I didn't mean the toothbrush. I did mean the toothbrush, but I wish I hadn't said toothbrush because that was misleading. No, it's actually one of these gizmos you put in your ears to take your temperature. So you put clean little things over the protrusion that goes into the ear when you measure the temperature. So that's what it was from. That's one of these things, you know, you press a button and it tells you immediately that you're, you know, 38 point something, or, well, I used to call it normal temperature was 98. Was it 98 or was it 98.5? We'll say 98. My mother never got to pay any attention until it got to being 100. And then she did. And that meant we had to be pretty good on 99. And everything, as far as I remember rightly, was decided on the basis of whether you had a temperature or not. If you didn't have a temperature, couldn't be really that much wrong with you. I mean, she wasn't talking about broken arms and legs, and I did get through without any of those, except I did get stitches in my head once. And anyway, this is a great question, really, and thank you very much to Sassy Cat for posing it. And because I had absolutely no idea what was in the family cabinet.